This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has ordered England to lock down in an attempt to slow the surge in new COVID-19 cases. Here he is in a televised address on Monday evening.
With most of the country already under extreme measures, it's clear that we need to do more together to bring this new variant under control while our vaccines are rolled out.
The Prime Minister stressed the rise in cases and a new, more contagious variant threatens to overwhelm parts of the health system. He said that if the timetable of the vaccination program went as planned and the number of cases and deaths responded to the lockdown, the country could start moving out of it by the middle of February. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden and outgoing President Donald Trump are both paying one last visit to the U.S. state of Georgia Monday. That's where two runoff elections Tuesday will determine whether Republicans or Democrats control power in the U.S. Senate. Biden told a drive-in rally in Atlanta on Monday that voters in Georgia will chart the course not just for the next 4 years, but for the next generation. Meanwhile, President Trump is holding an event now in the heavily Republican enclave of Dalton. The state of Georgia is in the spotlight over the last day, and now the top election official says President Trump and his claims of fraud in the state's election are just plain wrong. Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger made the comment Monday to network ABC News. He's the one that was on the weekend call with President Trump, where the commander-in-chief asked him to upend his pivotal 11,000-vote loss in the state. You can read the full story on voanews.com. This is VOA News. Washington, D.C. has mobilized the National Guard ahead of planned protests by President Trump's supporters as Congress votes Wednesday on affirming Joe Biden's election victory. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
With pro-Trump rallies planned in Washington, D.C. on Tuesday and Wednesday, the nation's capital has mobilized the National Guard. According to a defense official, some 340 D.C. National Guard members will be activated and about 115 will be on duty at any given time. The defense official says the Guard troops will be used to set up traffic control points and to stand with Metro police officers at subway stops. The protests are timed to take place just before and on the day of Wednesday's congressional vote that's expected to certify the Electoral College results. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Central African Republic President Faustin Archange Touadéra has won 5 more years in power. According to provisional results announced on Monday, Touadéra secured more than 53% of votes. The Electoral Commission declared the president the winner of the December 27th election, saying a second round runoff was not necessary. The vote and its aftermath have been marked by violence and the formation of a rebel coalition amid calls for the opposition to delay the vote. Niger has declared 3 days of national mourning following the massacre of 100 civilians in 2 villages. The killings happened in the western region of the country, where Islamist militants have carried out a series of attacks. The government said an investigation had been launched to find the perpetrators. Witnesses have said that over 100 armed assailants on motorbikes surrounded the villages and started firing indiscriminately on Saturday. Qatar's ruling emir Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani will attend a Gulf summit in Saudi Arabia on Tuesday. That's according to the royal court. His participation confirmation comes after a Kuwaiti minister announced that Saudi Arabia would reopen its airspace and land and sea border to Qatar. The minister, citing a deal toward ending a dispute in which Riyadh and its allies imposed a boycott on Qatar since mid-2017. Brazil made a diplomatic push Monday to guarantee an Indian-made shipment of COVID-19 vaccines by British drug maker AstraZeneca. Latin America's largest nation, hoping to avoid export restrictions that could delay immunizations. In a parallel situation, Brazil's private clinics struck a preliminary deal for an alternative injection made by India's Bharat Biotech, despite a lack of public results from late-stage trials. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.